This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Just before Tuesday's presidential debate between incumbent President Republican Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, the New York Times has published a lengthy report showing that Mr. Trump, a billionaire who has often boasted of his business acumen, paid just $750 in U.S. income taxes in both 2016, the year he ran for the presidency, and 2017, his first year in office. The newspaper did not publish information about his tax returns for 2018 or 2019. The report said it reviewed nearly two decades of Trump's tax returns and that they showed that the real estate titan, reality show host, and now politician lost hundreds of millions of dollars in his business deals. Those losses allowed him to write off income and pay nothing in taxes in 10 of the 15 years before he ran for the White House. In all, the newspaper said Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 of the 18 years of returns it examined. When asked about the report on Sunday, Mr. Trump called it totally fake news. The New York Times reported that over the past two decades, Mr. Trump had $73 million in revenue from abroad during his first 2 years in office, and he has more than $400 million in debts, much of it coming due in the next 4 years. The World Health Organization says 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries as the world approaches a death toll of 1 million people. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva on Monday that the tests will cost less than $5. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Monday that there have been close to 1 million deaths from COVID-19 worldwide. There have been more than 33 million infections. This is VOA News.